I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
August 2nd, 2022, a media organization attained a copy of a document which whistleblowers subsequently authenticated to the committee that is styled the FBI's Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide on Militia Violent Extremists. Mr. Boyle, are you generally familiar with that guide?
Yes.
And that guide identified certain things that made people more likely to be deemed a threat or terrorists, didn't it?
Yes.
And wasn't one of those things just the number 2 and the letter A next to each other?
Yes, it was.
And in your experience as a law enforcement official, does putting the word 2 and or the letter 2 and A next to each other make someone more likely to be violent or law-breaking?
No.
And if someone signified the right that they support the right to bear arms?
That is also not considered law-bearing. Law-breaking, I should say. That is Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz in questioning one of the FBI whistleblowers testifying before Congress. Now, I'll set something straight for you right away. If you listen to the left, they're not whistleblowers. Do you know why they're not whistleblowers? Even though they've been on the inside and they have been able to document what they say, they're not whistleblowers because... Stand back. We don't know how big this is going to get because the FBI says they're not whistleblowers. Oh, no. We're going to get into this in more detail. Thank you for joining us May 19, 2023. Glad to have you on board. Reminding you during the noon hour, we are doing a live stream Rumble. You can always join us on that live stream Rumble at noon. You go to rumble.com, enter Larry Connors USA. Or you enter News Talk STL. Either one will take you to our platform. We're on both. Glad to have you watching, sharing with others, getting them involved. I can see more and more of you doing so. I appreciate it. But here we are once again reviewing some of the testimony presented to Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee by three different whistleblowers. Now, keep in mind, these are all FBI agents who had great exemplary records until... they went against the narrative from the leadership at the FBI that they wouldn't fall in line with everything Comey wanted and McCabe and Agent Smurf. Agent Stroke. He's still Agent Smurf to me. And his lover, Lisa Page. Because they would not fall in line and do what they were told to do. They spoke out and said, This is not the FBI I signed up for, and I swore my allegiance to the Constitution, not to this FBI being weaponized. You're talking about suspended agents, Garrett O'Boyle, Steve Friend, Marcus Allen, all have stories of abuses by the FBI against the American people, and in turn against them because they were whistleblowers. They went about it the proper way. They did everything correctly, but they're still being retaliated against in one form or another. Now, you can't really fire somebody. That would be a clear violation. You can't really demote their pay or their position. That would be another clear violation. But you can cast a shadow over them in such a way they know they're being intimidated, and their families are paying the price. One of them, Marcus Allen, who... was also a highly decorated Marine before he joined the FBI, said his family's goods, property, and so forth were kept in storage because when he was sent to his new assignment, when his youngest had just been born, only 2 weeks old, they insisted on sending him off. You know, maybe you should call him Pete Buttigieg, our National Transportation Secretary, because when he and his partner had, quote, a baby, two, he took off 2 months, 2 months. And they wouldn't give this agent extra weeks before he was dispatched to D.C. And when he gets there, they suspend him. And he has no money coming in. He has no money to get the clothing and goods out of the storage facility to move. His family's in limbo. You don't think that's retaliation? I'd say yes, it is. In fact, Congressman Gates and others were digging into that in great detail. We're going to do a lot of it here and also in our second hour, which will appear only on Rumble. So you want to make sure you follow it on Rumble. So we have Congressman Gates talking about, as you were hearing then, the FBI guide that was being issued to agents. When again, AG Merrick Garland said, no. We're not targeting parrots as terrorists. We're not going to call them terrorists. Mealy-mouth Merrick Garland did exactly that. And this brochure came out identifying possible terrorist ideas and links. If they have 2A on a flag or something on their car, that's a possible terrorist. More on the FBI guide as Florida Congressman Gates is talking to FBI whistleblowers.
About this one really got me. The Betsy Ross flag. Was the Betsy Ross flag in the terrorism symbol guide?
It was.
And what about the Betsy Ross flag makes someone more likely to be a violent extremist?
I wish there was a reasonable explanation for that question.
There isn't. And people blew the whistle and said, this stuff is crazy. Americans are being targeted.
Yes, they're being targeted. Now, he was questioning still then former FBI or suspended FBI agent Garrett O'Boyle. And then he turned his attention to suspended agent Steve Friend.
Americans are being targeted. Mr. Friend, you ever been to a school board meeting?
Yes, I have.
FBI ever sent you to the parking lot of a school board meeting?
Yes, I have.
And in the parking lot of a school board meeting where the FBI sent you, you were taking down information regarding people's license plates.
That's correct.
Now, wasn't the first time you'd been to a school board meeting, was it?
No, I went on my own as a private citizen.
As a parent?
Yes.
And so there you were. It must have been quite an interesting perspective. There you were taking down the information of people, parents attending school board meetings on behest of the FBI. And you had been one of those parents at a school board meeting. How did that feel?
Well, after I attended privately, my colleagues teased me that they were probably going to start investigating me.
You used to go after the worst of the worst, didn't you?
Yes, I believe so.
You went after people who looked at child porn?
Yes.
People who were sexually exploiting children?
Yes.
And then you were in the parking lot of a school board meeting, taking down the information of parents. What happened to the cases that you were working to protect our communities from the worst predators that exist?
I was told they were not to be resourced, and then after I was suspended, they were handed off to local law enforcement.
Wow, so the FBI just decided it was more important to have you in that parking lot of that school board meeting than getting the worst of the worst away from people that they could harm.
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, does that not tell you how the FBI has been weaponized, just that one exchange of questions and answers? Here's an agent who is focusing on the most heinous crimes, victimizing our children, and suddenly that's not as important as going to the school board meeting and copying down and noting license plates numbers of every parent who attended and were upset because their children were being indoctrinated, not educated, indoctrinated with critical race theory, indoctrinated with transgender phobia, transgender ideology, all of this. And again, you get back to the issue, as Congressman Gates of Florida was asking suspended agent O'Boyle, what law did you actually break?
What law did you break before the FBI packed up all your stuff and moved it across the country to Virginia?
No true law. The only thing I broke was not towing the line for the FBI. Like I said when I opened, my oath is to the Constitution, not to the FBI.
And our laws provide you avenues to talk to Congress, to talk to your supervisors about those concerns, right?
Correct.
And so you didn't deviate from that, did you?
No.
You didn't go to the media first, did you?
No.
You used what the law provided.
In other words, he followed it to the letter. He didn't go out and hold a news conference and declare himself as an inside whistleblower. He went through the proper steps. But here, listen to this, because this is, again, this is a Florida congresswoman who, of course, she and Gates serve the same state, but they don't really serve the same mission for America. Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, who, remember, at one time was head of the DNC until it became apparent she was a liability for them. But here she is claiming these guys aren't whistleblowers.
These are not whistleblowers. They've been determined by the agency not to be whistleblowers. Are you deciding that they're whistleblowers?
Yes, the law decides. Did you not listen to Mr. Levitt's testimony? Did you not read the law? The law decides that they are whistleblowers.
His attorney is asserting that they are whistleblowers.
The gentlelady from New York.
The law has not determined.
The gentlelady from New York has been recognized.
The law has not determined they are whistleblowers. His attorney is just asserting that.
And there's Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz basically saying the law hasn't determined they're whistleblowers because the FBI says they're not whistleblowers. Oh, yeah, the FBI is a high standard of our law at this point. And that's a shame because there are a lot, I would say the vast majority of those serving in the FBI are the highest quality caliber people you could have. But unfortunately, right now, many are trapped. Can I speak out and go through this, or should I, or just be silent? And your silence is contributing to this. You should know that. We got a lot to cover over this next hour. John LeBoot, former New York congressman, going to join us. I want his take on the Durham investigation, what it proved, what it didn't in his view, and his view about the FBI whistleblowers. And also we're going to be talking about, what do you think about having a sex offender on a school board? Yep. And in the second hour, again, for on Rumble, that you'll hear on Rumble, DeSantis, his biggest enemy, according to CNN, might be Mickey Mouse, Disney. Really? Oh, you don't want to miss that part of the show either. We do have a lot to cover. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's my understanding that the minority in this committee under the rules is entitled to the same testimony, information, documents that the majority is entitled to. So, I mean, I'm not aware that you're able to withhold information from the minority that we would need to use to prepare for.
When it comes to whistleblowers, you're not. And I would just remind the committee, remind everyone. Look, when it comes to whistleblowers, you are not.
That's not right.
It's shocking that the gentleman.
That is not right.
It's shocking that the gentleman.
Talk so much about the whistleblower and the impeachment.
It's shocking that the gentleman from New York
would state
that
we had
when you were part of an investigation with an anonymous whistleblower.
We have.
Chairman, these individuals
Chairman,
haven't been declared whistleblowers.
I can't hear five people at once.
I know.
We have regular order.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman,
I'm
inquiring, and I was not.
And I've told you that when it comes to whistleblowers, you are not entitled to it.
You're not entitled to everything we have. Now, I don't know the law, but that is Congressman Jordan, chair of the Judiciary Committee. I think he knows of what he's speaking. But I want you to take just a moment to step back from the haranguing and the yelling and the chaos that was taking place between him and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Congressman Stacy Plaskett, top Democrat on the Weaponization Subcommittee. They were all both attacking Jordan, saying, we should have more. You should. You know what? I ask you this. Just riddle me this. When Congressman Adam Schiff was making all of his proclamations about stuff he had and evidence he had that there was Russian-Trump collusion for Trump to win the election, did those same Democrats raise any noise in about anything other than bowing down? Thank you, Master, let's get this done and get rid of the guy, Donald Trump. Did any of them raise a question then about was all the evidence properly being shared? Did any of them decide that if Trump says he's not guilty, then that should be adequate, as they want to tell you? If the FBI says they're not whistleblowers, we should accept the word of the FBI. And when it came to witnesses, did Adam Schiff, who claimed he had a witness, couldn't name him, but he had a whistleblower-type witness, never presented the guy? Just hope you forgot about it. No, I did not forget. Of course, we've had the Ohio Republican, and I want to share with you how it's written up by CNNN, because their slant is so damn obvious. As you read this, you almost feel like you're going to fall out of the chair. It's slanted so much. If you were on the top of a mountain, you'd slide to the bottom of it. Jordan, an Ohio Republican, has long touted the allegations of what he claims are dozens of whistleblowers. Now, when they add he claims, do they ever say that, or did they ever say that about Adam Schiff, who claims he has a witness? Do they say he claims? No, they would just say Democrat Adam Schiff has a witness. Anyway, he claims are dozens of whistleblowers who serve as a basis for the committee's assertion that the FBI and Justice Department have been increasingly politicized in recent years. You would have to be living under a deep, deep embedded rock to not realize that that's been going on. I don't care which side of the political fence on. If you were just being honest, you know they've been weaponized. And, of course, they then add, during the hearing, Republicans framed the whistleblowers as courageous for coming forward with their claims and argued what they have to say is important. Democrats, on the other hand, raised concerns about their access to information about some of those claims and questioned the credibility of the individuals testifying. Do you see what they just did? We can't destroy the knowledge they have. We can't destroy the evidence. So destroy the person. Perfect scenario. It works every time for them until it doesn't. You have the Delaware Stacy Plaskett, top Democrat on the committee, pressing Jordan whether Democrats can get access to the testimony from Marcus Allen's interview with GOP members of the committee. But much to the dismay of the Democrats, Jordan would not budge on providing his interview transcript or video. He said Allen wasn't comfortable including Democrats in his interview and said Democrats are not entitled to all the evidence collected. And here's where Plaskett shot back, along with Debbie Wasserman Schmaltz. These are not whistleblowers. The law has not determined they are whistleblowers. The attorney is asserting that. Well, that part is correct. Their attorney is asserting it. But they followed every step that's described under the Whistleblower Act. And then you've got Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, Democrat. I find it incredible that evidence one side has garnered is not going to be shared with the other side, as if Adam Schiff ever did that with the Republicans. these guys, I'm going through this thing in so much detail here. I'm not going to bother you with it, but I'm telling you, it is so slanted. If they would just do it with the facts in hand, but they won't. They quote Rachel Semel, the spokesperson for the Center for Renewing America. That is where now Steve Friend, who was an FBI agent, now suspended, is a senior fellow. Rachel told CNN, quote, "It's no secret that Steve's courage and honesty is a threat to the FBI's corruption, which is why they're rolling out their best lies and information, misinformation." So she's actually admitting to CNN, and they actually put it on, that the guy is being courageous, and the FBI is basically trying to destroy his credibility. Some of what they're saying, neither you nor I have the access and cannot even verify, but they're doing under sworn testimony. Now, I know that doesn't really mean anything in the minds of Democrats. We've seen them many times under testimony say something, and we knew it was a lie. Like Mayorkas, the border is secure. I testify everything is good. Oh, we know it's not. But I'm looking at all of these that they have basically been purging FBIs who step forward, FBI agents. They consider them conservative. They're getting rid of them. John LaBoutier coming up. I want his take on this. It might be very interesting. You want a beautiful lawn, but if you live by my motto, I don't do projects. So call the experts, Allen Outdoor Solutions, lawn maintenance, landscaping, lighting, irrigation. Recent storms might have created some drainage issues. That's not good for your home. Get immediate help or a quote. Call my friend, Steve Allen, 314-647-4800, 647-4800, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com. If you're even thinking about buying a home, you need to contact Homestead Financial Mortgage. Get pre-approved. Jump ahead of others looking at the same house. Often you can close in as little as 15 days. Homestead Financial Mortgage can guide you and your realtor through the maze that slows down the process. Go to my website, easy to remember, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. My first name, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
As they often say, my next guest often raises the temperature in the room, and some of the listeners get really riled up, as one had tweeted and sent an email to me after one of his appearances of, "Why do you have him on? He's ignorant." And then John wrote me a letter, email back, because I shared it with him. He said, signed, Ignorant John. John LaBoutier, former New York congressman, a Reaganite, not a Trumpite, joining us. John, glad to have you on board again.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be with you. How are you?
I'm good, and I appreciate you giving us some time. I meant to send the invitation to you yesterday, and I failed, but I sent it this morning, and I appreciate your response, because that's a late notice for you. But
okay,
let's get your response, first of all, to the FBI agents testifying yesterday and giving their stories, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying that they're not whistleblowers because the FBI says they're not whistleblowers. Your take.
Well, it seems to me like both those guys are bad apples who behave badly as FBI agents and are sour and
grapes. The FBI agents that were testifying are bad. I want to make sure we're talking about the same, too. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, they both had bad records and had their security clearances stripped. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're whistleblowers. I think they're disgruntled guys who were sympathetic to January 6th.
All
and
right.
I don't know how you can be in law enforcement and be sympathetic to a crime.
Well, actually, Boyle, one of the agents who was accused of being sympathetic, said, I want to make it clear I'm against any criminal behavior, and I was not in favor of what happened January 6th. I mean, he made that very clear in his testimony.
Well, that's good. The other one refused to arrest the January 6th. I refused to do it. And there was more stuff in the other guy's record, I guess. I don't know if it was Boyle. I just don't think they're real whistleblowers.
Are you taking the word of the FBI? Are you taking the word of the FBI?
Well, I would take it over them. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Well, you know, the whole thing, because you asked me to come on for the big picture of the Durham report.
Well, I did, yeah. And I didn't mean to throw it there.
But it's all connected.
Okay.
It's all connected.
Right.
Jim Jordan, Comer, Durham, they all want to sell us on the theory that the FBI was anti-Trump and pro-Hillary. That's their big theory all along. Ah, the FBI spied on Trump. Well, it's baloney. Trump admitted when he won in 2016, he wouldn't have won without the FBI reopening the email investigation on Hillary. That was what turned the race around in late October of 2016. The FBI was more pro-Trump than anti-Hillary that year. Now, after that, Trump's president, he tries to get Comey to call off the investigation of General Flynn for lying to two FBI agents. And Comey wouldn't do it, nor should he do it, or should have done it. He didn't. And he fires Comey. And he ends up firing Flynn. And I mean, all these guys lied like crazy. These
now, you're Trump officials. Are you saying that everything said on the Democrat side and the FBI side is legit and above board?
Well, first of all, they're not. Don't lump them together. It's not
all right,
the Democratic side and the FBI.
I thought you were doing that when you were putting the Durham. And I was going to focus on Durham report, and I did say that in the invitation, but I thought I'd give you a chance to respond on that.
Here's the thing. Go ahead, Larry. Larry, you've been around a long time, unfortunately, for you.
Hey, be careful there.
I have personally known FBI agents through the years, right?
Yes.
And they are generally the most conservative, this is personally now, conservative people you've ever met. They're not liberals. They're conservatives. They used to all be Catholic. They're not anymore. They used to have to dress like an IBM computer salesman, white shirt,
under Hoover.
Suit,
yep,
under Hoover, and it lasted for a long time after Hoover. The idea that these people are running around being left-wing is insane. It's just not
what
true.
About following orders, as one was saying, I was supposed to be copying down plate tags, license plates, of parents attending school board meetings.
Well, I don't even know about that. That's recently.
Well, I'm saying if they're following what they're told from the top, they're being obedient. But when they don't, they suddenly were stripping them of their clearance.
But I don't think it was. It's not for the school board thing. I think is in this administration, right? Isn't it Merrick Garland ordering the FBI to look into violence at school board?
But it escalated. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I just don't see the bad behavior by the FBI. I just don't see it. Yeah, there are FBI agents who behave badly, but the notion that this is a corrupt organization that needs to be defunded, as some of the Republicans in the House are saying, never in my life did I think I'd see my party being the one that's anti-FBI. I grew up when it was Jane Fonda and the new left that wanted to get rid of the FBI, not the Republicans.
I think most of us say we need to redo it and remake it because it has become weaponized. You don't think it's been weaponized at all?
No.
All right.
Okay. How about this? Was it weaponized during Vietnam?
I'm not denying
it. Can I answer the question?
Yeah,
let me answer the question. They had a big program to go after Tom Hayden and Abby Hoffman
and they went after Martin Luther
King. War leaders.
Martin Luther King. I mean, it's been weaponized numerous times. You're right.
Right. Right.
Now, what
and
about...
And by the way, Martin Luther King, that was LBJ that sick the FBI
correct.
On him.
Correct. Another Democrat. Now, Special Counsel John Durham concluded that the, in his 300-page report that the FBI used raw, unanalyzed intel to launch a crossfire hurricane investigation, took a different standard when weighing concerns about alleged election interference regarding Hillary Clinton's campaign, and that the FBI never should have launched a full investigation, had no basis for it, but, of course, did not recommend any charges.
And he also brought charges against two people and lost both cases. So there's two juries voting against Durham.
Minor cases, I would point out.
Well, that may be. But, I mean, for all of that, a four-year investigation with unlimited criminal power, unlimited budget, and that's all the guy could come up with.
And what did Schiff come up with? 6 years of investigation of Russian collusion and spending eight times the amount of money?
Well, I don't know, but you asked me about Durham and the FBI. Okay. I'm not talking about the House Intelligence Committee. That's a different deal.
You're right. You're correct.
But you want to talk about Marco Rubio and the Senate Intelligence Committee that said there was collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. How about that? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, because why not? Everything's
on
the table.
So let me ask you this.
Oh, we're turning the tables. Go ahead.
Why is Donald Trump's campaign manager in the summer of 2016 taking internal campaign polling and giving it to a Russian intelligence agent, Konstantin Klimnik? Why?
I don't know why, and I had a problem with that. And I told you, and I made clear to this audience, I have not been a 100% Trump supporter. He was not my first, second, and third choice. So I have a lot of issues with him. But I like what happened with the economy and our energy independence, and I think you do, too, on those points.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I mean, if we're going to be on the subject of the Russians and Trump, and we're citing, and you're not doing it, but I mean citing reports that are supposed to throw the snake onto the FBI. The snake is on Trump and Putin for doing something with each other that we even witnessed last Wednesday night, a week ago, on the CNN town hall, where no matter how hard she tried to get Trump to say one critical word about Vladimir Putin, he would not say it.
What did you think
for an American president, former president, to not castigate an invading country that's murdering people by the dozens every night in Ukraine? I'm sorry. It's just there's something wrong there.
Well, how does that compare to Joe Biden and his relationship with all the foreign entities that have contributed numerous amounts of money, according to the IRS, by looking at bank records, Comey's investigation, and that the IRS now has been told by their whistleblower that was being involved in that, that he and his entire staff have been removed from the Biden investigation when he said, really, we should have filed charges against Hunter a year ago. Now, there is no direct tie to Joe Biden receiving money.
There's none.
But there are a lot of LLCs and money going to even to some of his grandchildren. Now, that smacks of cover-up, does it not?
Well, what it smacks of is, unfortunately, foreign entities who want to influence the government of the United States pay relatives of people in the government.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It happens in every administration, Republican and Democrat, a brother of a president, an uncle, a blah, blah. Because of his or her last name, people come sucking up to them. But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to punish Joe Biden?
No, what I'm going to do is change my last name to Biden is what I'm going to do. So I get some of that money.
Larry Biden. Larry C. Biden. You're from the Republican part of the Biden family.
If they do exist. John, another issue that we saw the other day out of your area, New York, that you know your mayor has been complaining about all the illegals being, and they call them immigrants, they're illegals being shipped up to their city, and now they're putting on buses and shipping them north to Orange County, I think, just dumping them on those cities. And now they've been kicking veterans out of hotels. And there's one report that half of the hotels in New York are now occupied by illegals. I don't know if that number's right, but your general consensus of what's happening to the city of New York with the illegals and how the mayor has been handling it.
Well, the mayor's PO'd at Biden. They've had a rift over it. The mayor is a Democrat, obviously, and is not on the official list of elected officials who are supporting Biden's reelection. And the thought is it's because he's had this split of opinion about this immigration issue. And I don't blame him.
But they're sanctuary city. They clear. Oh, we're sanctuary city.
Well, every city almost.
No, tried to do that. No, Democrats. Democrat cities do.
Well, how many cities are not run by Democrats?
Oh, that's a good question.
They're almost all run by Democrats.
I look for crime stats. I can normally answer that pretty fast. John, as always, I appreciate you. You are such an engaging interview, and I know you fired up some of that audience out there. You and I have got a schedule to sit down and have drinks at some point.
Well, it's Ignorant John and Larry Biden.
Larry Biden. Well, what a team.
Yeah.
John Laboutier. And they can find you on Twitter so they can write you at John Labout. Hey, John, as always.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. As I told you, always engaging. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beall has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beall, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have some advice for you. Before you have anyone replace windows in your home, call Renewal by Anderson. Get information. Renewal finds where you're losing energy, driving up cost in summer and winter. It's easy to connect to Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250, #250, and say windows. That connects you direct to Renewal on the list of the most trusted companies, the nation's best warranty. Dial #250, #250, and say windows.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I have a question for you, once again, a riddle, and I think I can get your answer pretty fast, but if I told you that a school board was willing to put as a member of the school board a sex offender on that school board, a convicted sex offender, would you be in favor of that member serving on the school board? Larry, are you stupid? No, I'm not. And I don't think you are either. But apparently in Washington State, they are. This is the King County Regional Homeless Authority Committee of Care Advisory Committee, and they're looking at school board members, one of the candidates, and one of the board members, by the way, is a victim of sexual assault. And she pointed out that this candidate, she said, we have a code of ethics on this board. This guy is a sex offender, repeat sex offender, and I've had bad experience with him. She, by the way, is a veteran, military veteran. Well, the chair of the board wouldn't back down and start defending the man, trying to cover up his past, saying, we're not here to discover people's backgrounds. You're voting on if someone should be on the school board. Would you not want to know their background? Shouldn't that be public? And then she added, actually, the school board administrator, actually, I'm glad that he is here because sex offenders, this is where I could end up losing this program. I'm going to be very careful here. I'll just read what she said. We We're not here to discover people's backgrounds, and actually I'm glad that he's here because sex offenders are another population that is most vulnerable that don't have housing. People do change. I'll grant you that people can change. But this guy has previously convicted, according to the Washington Post, the Post in that area, I'm not sure the exact title of it, convicted on separate occasions of communicating with minor for immoral purposes, harboring a 13-year-old with whom he was in a sexual relationship, also charged with raping a minor. Now, that's a charge, not an actual conviction. But during the meeting, the vet that's complaining about him said, he's touched me and others, and I will not be able to attend the meetings if he's going to be there. And the chair kept trying to silence her. If anyone wants to talk like that, you'll be muted. You'll be removed from the meeting. Board member, not. This is about equity in everyone. Everyone deserves housing. I don't care if they're a sex offender. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're indigenous. I don't care if they're criminal. I don't care if they're coming out of jail, prison. Everyone deserves housing. That's not the point. That's not the point. Social media commenting immediately saying a politician in Washington State is a pedophile sympathizer. That can't be. No, actually it can be, and it is. And then another responded, idiocy continues to reign supreme in Washington State. People are getting exactly what they voted for over and over again. Now the chair is being asked to step down from the position. I do need to clarify a thing because the original copy indicated a school board, but it is a homeless authority committee, and to make him as a member of that board. Either way, I say no. He does not get to sit on there. There are plenty of other qualified people that are homeless.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Ready for a fine dinner of lobster, crab, fish? Napoli Sea will open June 1 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. So mark your calendar. Napoli Sea opens June 1. If you're in the mood for pasta, Napoli 3 is right next door, and it's open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and starting June the 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I raised my daughters to understand how hard it is to be a server or waitress, and I had done that at one time during college. And I showed them quickly how to calculate the tip, and the tip should always be 20%. I showed them very quickly how to do that. Unless you get really bad service, 15%. If it's really, really bad, 10%. Of course, you don't tell them in advance because the service may go down more and more, and finally nothing. But bottom line, they work hard, long hours on their feet, trying to appease people that can't be appeased anyway, generally. So they still deserve it. And for them, I will go above 20% often if they do extra stuff anyway. I mean, it's honestly, if it's a $20 bill, I'm going to give them more than 20% being $4. I'll probably put $5 or maybe $6 with it. I know it's not a lot, and it's certainly not a lot to me out of my pocket, but if everyone did that, then it adds up for them. So I encourage you to do that. But now we've got these airports and cookie shops, mega coffee chains and stadiums, so forth, that are kiosk. And I've been through some of the, you know, other stores where you buy your item and then they put on there, how much do you want to tip? Who the hell am I tipping? I did the checkout. I brought it in here. I put the money in. I'm not tipping anybody but me by keeping it in my pocket. If I add a tip to that machine, does that go to the workers or does it go to the owner? But they continue to install these self-checkout machines instead of actually hiring someone for the register. So they've taken away a job, and even then, they want you to tip the machine. You're darn lucky, and so am I guess, because I might be in jail for me not kicking the hell out of the machine. There's your tip. And I don't want to go in a store where they don't have clerks. They want me to use a machine. I walk right out. As always, remember our pledge, one nation under God.